The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Yes, it's Jungle Jim. 15 minutes of thrills and excitement based on the characters in the Jungle Jim series which appear in the Comic Weekly. 11 million grown-ups and 6 million youngsters find the Comic Weekly a high spot in their Sunday reading. And 17 million Americans can't be wrong. Read the Comic Weekly yourself this Sunday. Enjoy its pages and pages of entertainment, all in full color, all designed to please you. The Comic Weekly comes to you with the many great Hearst and other Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Buy and enjoy it this Sunday. And now, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Temporarily in New York, Jungle Jim, in his own way, has been of help to our government. Finding himself without a definite assignment, however, he is impatient and dissatisfied. Lately, a number of army officers have met sudden, mysterious death. And Jim has been a keen follower of the newspaper accounts. But since the problem is not his to solve, Jim is killing time by introducing the faithful Kolu to our national pastime. He's taking Kolu to the baseball game. And as their taxi approaches Yankee Stadium...
What Major Lane fella said for?
Nothing much, Kolu. He's not sure those officers were murdered. And if they were, he's not sure the murders are connected.
Kolu sure?
Yes, I told him your theory that it was that Limu drug.
Three men died. Have dry lips. Dry fingernails. Limu weed do that.
And the trouble is, they never even heard of the Limu weed back here. They don't know anything about it.
Kolu know. Wanna tribe use Limu. Wanna tribe kill with Limu.
Like the assassins cult in India, huh?
Wanna tribe bad people.
Well, the intelligence division's plenty smart, Kolu. They'll get to the bottom of it, don't worry. All we have to do is relax and enjoy the ball game. Come on, we'll get out here. Here you are, driver. Now, Kolu, don't get lost in this crowd.
Get the program.
We have to stand in line here and buy our tickets.
Long line, toward Jim.
Names and numbers of all the players.
Ice cream on a stick. Get your ice cream here. Ice cream on a stick.
I wish this line would hurry.
Go on. Ice cream.
What? Oh, here, boy. What kind do you want, Kolu?
Ice cream kind.
Okay, son.
Thanks, mister. Ice cream here.
Ice cream on a stick.
Here you are, Kolu.
Yeah.
What's holding us up, I wonder?
Ice cream sunburn.
That's not sunburn. Just chocolate.
Get the program, dear. Get the program.
Ice cream cold. Tastes good.
Well, I hope we get in before the game starts.
No. Ice cream bad. Almost breakfast.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Kolu bite ice cream. Find this. Look, Twan.
What is it? Looks like a long sliver of lead. It's sharp, too. Wait a minute. Look here, Kolu. Well, this isn't lead, it's silver.
Silver?
Look how it shines up.
Kolu find prize in ice cream.
Maybe you did it that. See, it's been filigreed. It's got fancy carving on it. Looks like Arabic.
Huh. Let Kolu see it, Juan.
Sure, here. What do you make of that carving? Is it Arabic?
No, not Arabic.
Well, what makes you so sure?
You no laugh, Juan.
Of course I won't laugh, Kolu. No. Tell me.
Silver come from Wana tribe.
What? But, man, how do you know?
Carving. End of Wana prayer. Limura.
Limura?
Mean death to all unbelievers.
Limura, huh?
Bad death to one.
Well, you mean death by violence.
Limu weed give very bad death.
What's it taste like, you know?
No taste. Just skin.
But what makes you think this scrap of silver comes from the Wana tribe, Kolu?
Carving. End of prayer. Prayer on small temple bell. Bell silver.
Well, that's just it. What's a broken scrap of silver from a jungle tribe doing in some ice cream at a ball game here in New York?
Find out now.
We'll find out how.
Ice cream paper. Right here.
Oh, the wrapper. Oh, here. It says the factory's in Long Island City.
Kolu go there.
We'll both go.
No, Tuan. Kolu go alone. Say, silver in ice cream broke tooth. Agdam. Learn more.
But, Kolu, if you're right, it'll be dangerous.
No danger. Danger later. A taxi.
Why would you, boss?
All right. We'll play this thing your way. But I'm going to have another talk with Major Lane right now. And, Kolu, if I don't hear from you by 5 o'clock, I'm going into action.
Well, Bradley, here's how it stacks up. 3 weeks ago, a young flight lieutenant had dinner at the officers' club. lit a cigar,
strolled into the lounge, and dropped dead.
Apparently of a heart attack. But he finished his dinner with ice cream.
Right, Major Lane. And then came Colonel Buckley.
2 weeks ago, Colonel Buckley had dinner at home with his wife. Opened the evening paper and slumped over dead.
And Major Lane, again the victim had ice cream for dinner?
Yes. Last week, a lieutenant of morale, Whizzer Lang, attended an inter-battalion track meet. He bought ice cream cones. Dropped dead. And, Bradley, thanks to this visit of yours, I know now that every one of those officers ate the same brand of ice cream. This company has the military concession in this district. It's the same brand your friend Kolo nearly broke his tooth on.
Well, that's enough for me. Let's go, Major.
I'm sorry, Bradley, but this department can't work that way. My hands are tied until I have more to go on.
Well, nothing is tied in my hands, Major. If it's more to go on you need, I'll go get it for you.
Good man. I was hoping you'd see it that way.
Let's see. It's 5 o'clock now. I should have heard from Kolo.
I hope Kolo didn't try to break this thing single-handed.
Well, he can take care of himself. Don't worry.
Yeah, but the man we're dealing with is a killer. He's a foreign agent, a spy. He'll stop at nothing.
That's why I'm going to find Kolo right now, Major. If I have to take that blasted factory apart brick by brick.
I'm the manager of this factory, Mr. Bradley. Edwards is the name. Sonny Jim Edwards. Laugh the world, laughs with you, I always say.
Do you? I guess your secretary told you why I'm here.
Oh, yes, about your houseman. It seems that such a person was here today. Complained about a piece of metal he found in our ice cream.
Where is he now?
Well, I showed him through the factory to let him see how careful we try to be. That's all I was seen of him.
Who saw him last, Mr. Edwards?
I think he saw our experimental laboratory last.
Uh-huh. And who's in charge of your experimental laboratory? I'd kind of like to see that myself.
Oh, you would? Well, that's easy. Brilliant young chemist makes our experiments. Italian fellow, name of Ciano. Uh-oh, there's the closing whistle.
Well, you mean it's too late?
Not unless you're in a hurry.
Well, I've got plenty of time.
You sent for me, Mr. Edwards?
Ah, Ciano, yeah, come in. Mr. Bradley here would like to see your experimental laboratory.
Yeah, that is, if it's no trouble.
Why, no, but unfortunately, it's up at closing time.
I'm in no hurry, Mr. Ciano, unless you are.
Not at all. This way, gentlemen.
It's just on the corridor. Where do you get your ideas for new flavors and all that?
Just from little experiments, Mr. Bradley.
Ciano here spent a lot of time in the Far East. Got some great ideas for it. That new Turkey Delight flavor.
Well, do you know the audience, Mr. Bradley? Why, just what I've read. Some of those jungle tribes have quaint customs, don't they?
What is? This door, sir.
Why, there's one called the Wana tribe, I think it is. Their religion is murder.
Good heavens.
Yes, it seems they end their prayers with death to all unbelievers.
Well, the idea is neatness, at any rate.
Neatness?
That's a mild word for it. Say, that's a curious belt buckle you're wearing, Ciano. Silver, isn't it?
You like it?
Very much. Oriental, huh?
How do you know that?
What? Why, that scroll work all over it. It looks like...
Yes? Like what, Mr. Bradley?
Well, like Oriental, that's all.
You have very sharp eyes, Mr. Bradley.
I'd sure like to own a belt buckle like that.
I'm afraid that would be impossible.
Oh? Why is that?
There are only six in existence.
Well, where are the other five?
That I cannot tell you.
Sounds like the emblem of a secret society or something. Oh, say, that's a nice little hothouse you've rigged up for yourself.
Ciano grows a lot of these Far Eastern plants in there. It won't let you go in, though. Worth your life.
Yeah, it is.
Certainly looks like a miniature jungle. That reminds me... This Wana tribe I was reading about. They have a very odd battle cry.
Say, I'll bet it's odd. How's it go?
Like this.
Ala Malaga!
Isn't that right, Ciano?
No. Wana tribe has no such cry.
Oh, but Wana...
Hey, just a minute. What's that? Hey, someone from that closet behind you, Ciano.
It's only my dog, Mr. Edwards. I know it's against the rules to bring him to the factory, so I keep him in that closet.
Oh, well now...
Are you sure that Wana cry doesn't go like this?
Ala Malaga! Hey, Ciano, that dog of yours...
Don't move, gentlemen.
Ciano, hey, Bradley, he's got a gun.
The only time the jungle ever hears that cry is when you yourself give it, Mr. Jungle Jim Bradley.
Well, that's fame for you, Mr. Edwards.
I strongly advise you to do just as I say, gentlemen. We are 9 stories high and there is nothing you can do.
Ciano, one question. That is Lima Weed in your hothouse, isn't it?
Of course. Stupid man. If it were not for you and the meddling native in that closet, Mr. Edwards and his very popular ice cream would have killed untold numbers of American officers.
Chiano, you dirty little...
It would have been quite a feather in my cap. As it is, I must be content with the lives of just three officers. Plus your own three lives, of course.
Why do you keep talking? Haven't you got the nerve to pull that trigger?
Don't worry, Mr. Bradley. I have...
Hey, boy, hold him!
It's all right, I got his gun!
Hey, watch him! Watch him! He's heading for that window! He's jumping!
Nine stories. Well, that's the end of Chiano.
Yes, and good riddance. Here, help me untie Colo.
Help you untie... I thought Colo...
One of the oldest tricks in the world. To make a man drop his guard for a second. Nearly always works, too. Well, Colo, you've certainly made hash of this door. Here, let me get that gag off you.
Better. Thanks, Tuan Jim.
You all right, Colo?
Colo, fine. Colo tell Chiano fell a big lie.
You did? What was that?
Colo say, not know anybody. Got no friend. Big lie. Colo got best friend in whole world. Jungle Jim.
You'll find still other adventures of Jungle Jim in this Sunday's Comic Weekly, the comic magazine that brings fun and excitement to the whole family. They say you can judge a man by the company he keeps. And look at the company of comic stars Jungle Jim travels with. You'll find Flash Gordon, Snuffy Smith, Prince Valiant, the Lone Ranger, Tim Tyler, King of the Royal Mounted, yes, and Blondie, too, and Jiggs and Maggie, Little Annie Rooney, Skippy, Donald Duck, the Katzenjammer Kids. All in full color and all waiting to bring you amazing adventures, thrills, and wholesome enjoyment. Be sure you make your Sunday funnies the Comic Weekly. And be sure to join us again next week for another complete radio adventure starring Jungle Jim.